Hello.
Hello, Donna.
Yes.
This is David from Royco Insurance. And I'm just required to call and let you know that your daughter, Colleen, she took out a $275,000 life insurance policy on you.
What?
Your daughter, Colleen, she just opened a life insurance policy on you. And then she opened a second one on your husband.
Okay. And so what kind of joke is this?
Oh, no, it's not a joke, ma'am. No, we're just required. It's state law. We have to let you know whenever somebody takes a life insurance policy out on you, we have to let you know about that.
Well, you're calling from Colleen's phone.
Right, yeah. She handed me the phone because I said I needed to call and verify. You are the mother
of... What insurance company are you from?
You are the mother of Colleen, then?
Yes, but what insurance company are you from?
Royco Insurance. And she's taken out a $275,000 life insurance on each of you.
Hmm. Yeah, can I talk to her?
No. She's busy with another representative right now. She's filling out some paperwork.
Oh, she is, huh?
I can let her know to call you back whenever she's available.
Oh. Yeah, well, that sounds really good, since she should be at work.
I don't know. She's here at our office today. Maybe she's on her lunch break. But just so you know, I'm just a courtesy call to let you know that your daughter has taken out a very large life insurance policy on each of you. Ma'am?
Well, that's good to know. What is your phone number, please?
My phone number is 752-5000.
And your name?
My name is Steven.
And what's your last name?
Gerbel. I'm your daughter's new life insurance agent.
Hmm. Okay, well, I'll please have her call me, or I'll call her phone back in a few minutes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, she should be done in just like 5 minutes. She's signing up for a completely different thing, too, in addition to the life insurance.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, Miss Attitude. I mean, I'm just calling to let you know. It's just a courtesy call.
Something doesn't add up.
What doesn't add up? What are you talking about?
This does not sound like something my daughter would do.
Okay, well, she is an adult. She can do what she wants. You need to just, you
I'm
know,
wondering if you're scamming me.
How would this be a scam? Have I asked for a credit card or anything?
No, because you wouldn't be getting one over the phone.
Yeah, it's not a scam. I'm just calling. It's just a courtesy call. I'm just calling to let you know. That's all I'm doing. Just a courtesy call, and then I can let you go.
Yeah. And who's your supervisor?
I don't have to tell you that. But, I mean, you can call our main number and get the information there. And that way you'll know it's not a scam. You can look us up. We have.
I will do that.
We have 12 stars with the Better Business Bureau. So we're fine. There's nothing wrong with our company. I don't appreciate the accusation either.
Oh, cry me a river.
I'm not crying. What are you talking about?
Goodbye.
You're not making any sense. Are you drunk or something?
I am at work.
Okay, well, you're acting really weird. Are you on drugs?
And I don't like that accusation.
Okay, well,
I am at work.
You started it with the accusations, trying to say I'm a scammer.
I just don't understand why you have my daughter's phone.
Because she handed me your phone. I had to look on her phone so I'd know that it's really you. Because, you know, she has you in her phone with your name and everything. So this is just how we do business here. Whenever someone takes out a life insurance policy this huge, we have to verify and let everyone know in case, you know, she's up to no good. Like, maybe there's a reason.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, have you ever...
In my 50 years of life, I've never heard of this.
Okay, well, this is just how it's done these days. You know, maybe things aren't the same as they were in the 50s for you.
Yes. Okay. All right, Mr. Steven. Okay. Well, thank you for calling me, and I'll certainly take this under advisement, and I will be talking to my daughter then. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Yeah, you too. Goodbye.
Bye. Okay, well, I guess that went as well as can be expected. But she said she's at work, so I need to quickly call the husband. before she does and let him know about the life insurance policy.
Hello?
Hello, Bernard?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steven from Royco Insurance. And I'm calling to let you know that your daughter, Colleen, she's taken out... Yeah. We just need to call and let everyone know that's involved. But she's taken out a $275,000 life insurance policy against your name.
Uh-huh.
And you know, whenever they set these things up, we just have to call and confirm and make sure you're aware of it.
Colleen did this?
Yes, your daughter, Colleen. She's here in the office right now. I'm calling from her phone.
Oh, and you just want to inform me about it?
Yeah, just to let you know, just, you know, to make sure she's not up to no good or anything like that. She took out a $275,000 policy on you and then another one on your wife, Donna.
I don't understand. Why would she want to do this?
I'm not sure. It's none of our business, really. We didn't ask. She just decided to take out a life insurance policy and... It's a state law. We have to call and let you know about that.
Could I ask her something?
Oh, she's actually, she's over on the other side of the office right now. She just handed me her phone because she's signing up for a bunch of other things, too, and she's doing a lot of paperwork today.
And where is this at?
I'm
where are you at calling from?
I'm calling from Royco Insurance.
And where is that located?
Oh, we're in Daytona Beach. Royco Insurance in Daytona Beach.
You said Colleen.
Yeah, Colleen.
What does she look like?
What?
What does she look like?
You don't know what your own daughter looks like?
I don't know who you are I'm talking to. You know,
okay, well, I mean...
Have Colleen call me up.
Okay.
Before you do anything.
All right, you can just call her up. I mean, she'll be done with this paperwork within an hour. But, I mean, this sounds pretty suspicious. I mean, you don't even know what your daughter looks like? Are you okay with the life?
No, I don't know why she's in Daytona Beach right now. She was supposed to be somewhere else.
Yeah, well, she said she skipped work today to come down and take out these insurance policies.
Have her call me. I'll call her.
Call her. I'm not her goddamn secretary. I'm just calling to let you know. It's state law. We have to let you know that she took out the life insurance policy on you.
I'll call her right up. Okay, thank you.
Okay, but hey, listen, I don't understand why you're getting an attitude with me, because I'm just doing my job here.
I'm just telling you, I'd like to talk to my daughter.
Oh, that's fine.
You got her phone?
Yeah, I've got her phone, but she's on the other side of the room right now. She's filling out paperwork.
All right, give her the phone back and have her call me.
Okay, well, I'll give her it back when I'm done with it, because I got to make some other calls.
On her phone?
Yeah, long distance, because we get charged in the office phone for the long distance calls.
Something doesn't smell right for me, that's all I'm saying. Why can't you have a company call, I can use your own phone.
I know, but we get charged for long distance. It's really expensive because it's a corporate phone system.
Yeah, so do I.
So we're going to be calling some of our African clients as soon as I hang up with you.
Why on her phone?
Because it's really expensive on our phone. It's cheaper on cell phones.
Okay, where are you located at?
I'm
leaving Brooklyn. I can meet you there.
Well, no, I'm in Daytona Beach at Royco Insurance.
And where is it located? I'm in Daytona Beach.
Why do you need to know that?
What? Never mind.
I don't know why you're being so sketchy with me. I'm just trying to do my job here.
Goodbye.
What's your problem?